Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Ah, yes, my friends, conservative, not bitter indeed. Here we are on this Friday. It is amazing how fast time goes. Where does it all go, my friends? Coming near the end of August, which is also crazy, reminds me as well that what follows August later this year is not... Look, I don't like winter. I don't like what's coming, but hey, we will get through that together. But that's still a ways down the road. Friends, it's good to be here. If you have thoughts, questions, feedback, always mixed in with the appropriate amount of adoration and praise. Of course, you can message me at todd@toddhuffshow.com, or you can text, and this is a number that may change in the near future, but you can text 317-210-2830. There's a couple things I want to get to today. First, I don't know if you've seen the statistics. Have you seen the statistics on crime in Washington, D.C. in the last 7 days? Have you seen these numbers? Because, my friends, it is unbelievable. I mean, it's not, but it is just so dramatic, the difference between how much crime was happening in our nation's capital compared to what we see today. Absolutely astonishing. That's something that we'll get to. I want to talk about what's happened in the state of Texas, and that's actually probably where I want to start as I think about this. But I want to start with Texas, the response from Texas Democrats regarding the redistricting plan. I have come to the realization, my friend, that I live, well, let's put it this way, sanity and reasonable people, sane, reasonable people live in a different universe than these radical leftists. They view the entire existence of our lives through the lens of race. And I just, listen, I don't live that way. I don't understand people who do live that way. There have been things in this nation's history, I've gone through them in this program over the course of time. There have been things that are... looking for something here on the desk. Oz is hid from me. But there have been atrocious things in the history of this country that pertain to race. And we've talked about those things. We've admitted those things. In fact, I almost feel like I have to acknowledge this every time I say anything good about the United States of America. I have to mention the bad, just to get the people on the left to acknowledge that I'm not saying that it has been perfect throughout history. That's not my point, but this is a good place. This place was set up to be something special. And it's not because of the ridiculously terrible things that have happened historically in this country with race. It's in spite of that. Those things are bad. Those things are atrocious. Those things are awful, terrible. But the United States has made tremendous strides towards changing things for the just dramatically for the better over the course of time. But there are still people out there that choose to view the world through race, as though everything, every single thing is about race. And I just don't see the world that way. We are human. We are all human, my friends. We're this idea that race divides us, I know that it has. I know that it can. I know that there are incredibly racist people out there. But I also know that these individuals are getting pushed to the fringes of society. Race is not even remotely a factor in a lot of dealings in society anymore. It can be. There certainly are differences and you know, cultural differences and preferences and that sort of thing. We've lost the ability to laugh at that as well. I remember one of my dear friends who's Hispanic, actually Chicano, as he explained that to me. I didn't even know what that meant prior to being friends with Joel. But Joel lives in Compton. He was my roommate for a while in Washington, D.C. You know what they did? I'm going to tell you really quickly here what they did. I go to American University in 1999. It's a semester program. I get there. I don't have a room. I don't have a place to stay. My mom, she and my dad had taken me to drop me off. This was the furthest I'd ever been from home for a prolonged period of time. She left thinking I didn't have a room. And I said, Mom, don't worry about it. We'll figure this out. So they give me a room. But the key they give me, I kid you not, this is back when you had keys for dorm rooms. The key they gave me actually was someone's room. And I said, wait a minute. You know, this is somebody's room. He had gone home for the break. He was there for two semesters. I was just there for one. And so I had to stay in his room without his being even present there. So the second he got there, I'm in his room. This is where they put me. Only place they would give me. And I didn't mess anything. I don't know if it was a couple days or what it was. And so I thought his name was Joel. I had no idea, but it's Joel. He's, again, Hispanic, Chicano. But we had a lot of fun with each other. Good, fun, teasing one another about some of the differences. But you know what? We had a tremendous amount of things in common with one another as well. I consider him an individual that I respect greatly, that I learned a ton from. One of the smart, in fact, he might be, don't tell him I said this. This will only make his big head bigger. But he might be the most intelligent person that was a peer of mine that I had ever encountered. Incredibly brilliant. My wife and I went to his wedding. Loved the guy. But we had fun teasing each other about our differences. But it wasn't out of spite or anything bad. It was just having fun. I don't know. We've lost that ability. And instead, we're supposed to view these things, race, ethnicity, as though there's some immovable force that stand between us as people. And that is not biblical. That is not reasonable. That is not rational. We've allowed these jokers in politics to do this, my friends. And I've gone way long here because I needed to tell you off the top here that MyPillow, Mike Lindell, of course, the owner, president there, MyPillow, thank you. I know many of you have purchased their products over the years that they have been a partner with us here on the program. But backed by popular demand, they've brought back an offer that many folks loved and have responded favorably to, and that is the Percale bed sheets, any size, any color, just $29.88. You can get queen size, king size, split kings, California kings, any size, any color, $29.98. That's the latest offer they want to extend to you as a listener of this program. The sheets are breathable. They have a cool and crisp feel. They have deep pockets, so they fit over any mattress. Look great, feel great, helping you to have a better night's sleep. So for a limited time, you can also get $100 in free digital gifts when you order $100 or more from MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use my name Todd when you check out, and you are going to get this special price, this special offer. And by the way, you can find other items that are on sale with my name Todd as the promo code as well. MyPillow.com, promo code Todd. But back to this issue of race. Everything is seen through the lens of racism today. Now, you know, we talked yesterday just about how everything is political. And, you know, friends, these things are a real barrier, a real obstacle between people. Between people. And I don't like that. If you want to disagree with me politically, have at it. If you want to hate me because I'm white, which I am, by the way. If you want to hate me because I'm white, if you want to hate me because I'm, you know, I should yield, I guess, in public. I should make room for other voices. And of course, how do we determine the other voices that should have preference? Well, they have preference, according to these radically insane, delusional leftists, based upon their race and their ethnicity, maybe their gender. That's how we're supposed to. It's just not the way that it's supposed to work. And it's not the way that I'm going. I'm not going to sit here and refuse to share what I think because I think what another person who is of a different race, that what they have to say is more important. Or, by the way, less important. I actually judge the importance of what's being said. This is a shocker to the left, if anybody's tuned in from the left. But I actually judge the importance of what people are saying based upon the content of what they're talking about. That's what matters in our conversations. That's what matters. What about this pursuit for truth? What about this pursuit for of the good? What about this pursuit that says we're going to defend liberty, this great American experiment? We're going to defend individual liberty while at the same time trying to create a society that is, in the words of the founders, a more perfect union. It's not absolutely perfect, but we want to make it better. I'll tell you this, though, focusing on our differences constantly and assuming and talking as though people of one race need to stick together and elect a representative to represent them and people of another race need to all have a uniform way of thinking and represent an official who represents them is crazy talk to me. See, the things that I talk about on this program, the things that I value, the things that I believe to be true apply, and I think are attractive to all people of all backgrounds. That's why race doesn't really matter. I mean, it matters as far as who you are. I'm not minimizing that. I'm not minimizing the history. I'm saying as far as what appeals to us. Why do we need a representative that only thinks about people based upon race? And this is what I'm talking about. This representative from the state of Texas, he's upset because they've gerrymandered the state. And this is a video from Now This Impact. Now This Impact, it's a radical left group. It says this is the caption under the video that was posted online. Texas just passed the most racially gerrymandered map since before the 1965 Voting Rights Act, diluting black and Latino voting power to flip up to 5 Democratic-held seats, all at Trump's request. Legal challenges are already under review. And we know that according to the 1965 Voting Rights Act, that the one thing that prevents, that could interfere with the way that districts are drawn, we've talked about this, is the race of the people in that district. Now, this is a political exercise. This is a political exercise, my friends. The Republicans in Texas, at the request of Trump, redistricted their legislative districts to help Republicans squeeze as many Republican representatives out of the state of Texas in the U.S. Congress as possible leading up to the midterm elections. And they did this because Trump is concerned, and all of us should be concerned. You may not like these choices. You may not agree with them. I respect that. That's fine. But because Trump is concerned that the left is going to throw a wrench in the gears by winning either the House. They're more worried, I believe, about the House, but it could happen to the House or the Senate, which would effectively guarantee that Trump's agenda would come to a screeching halt, meaning the second 2 years of his presidency would see much less of his agenda put into place, at least through the legislative branch. And so Trump's proactively, his team is proactively trying to squeeze as many Republicans out, districts that lean Republican. First and foremost, just because you draw a district a certain way doesn't mean that it's guaranteed to turn out the way that you think it's going to turn out. California, by the way, is doing the same thing. Governor Gavin Newsom's out there promising, telling us that he was not wanting to do this, but he was forced into doing this because of the Texas Republicans and their decision to do this. I've been remarkably clear on this. The law is clear. States have it's their prerogative. They can do this. This is a political exercise. This is a political exercise, though, and the people in the state can hold these states accountable. They may not like what's being done here, and there could be political consequences for this. But the more you draw districts to be favorable for one party over the other, what you're doing is you're shaving off your margin of your majority in each district. So think of it like this. If you've got let's say you won one district by 10% and you lost another district by 3%. And you think, well, if we redraw the one that we lost by 3% and pull some of these people, let's assume that they're contiguous, right? They're connected, these districts. If we pull 5% of this area that's, you know, has a 5% more probability of voting Republican, then we'll pull that over to this district, redraw them in such a way so that instead of having a 55-45 district that we won and a 48-51 district that we lost, just as an example here, let's reshift how those people in those districts are, where they are, which district they fall in. And now suddenly I've got a 52-48 district and a 51-49 district. I could theoretically lose both of them now, or I could theoretically win them both as well. But the margins are going to get smaller. There's no guarantee of this. This idea that there's Republican and Democrat districts that just people should have, each respective party should have, is not the way that we should look at or think about this, because that's just not the way that this is designed to work. You have a representative that each district elects. And so this is a political exercise. If it wasn't a political exercise, then why are they doing it for the express purpose? And no one's denying the purpose here. No one's denying the purpose. The purpose is to gain more Republican votes in, well, representatives from the state of Texas. No one has denied that from the beginning. But now they're saying that this is racially motivated. This is designed to dilute the vote of certain races, including Black Texans and Hispanic, which Hispanic's interesting. Hispanic's not a race. In fact, if you remember when George Zimmerman, remember that from years ago, George Zimmerman was, it's the only time I think in history that the phrase white Hispanic was used. But when he had his encounter with Trayvon Martin, and we all know what happened there. I don't want to go into that. That's a long discussion. But when that happened, when Trayvon Martin lost his life at the hands of George Zimmerman, the immediate storyline was that Zimmerman was white, and then in real little font tacked onto that was Hispanic. Because again, everything is viewed through the lens of race by these radicals because they want to use it. They know that there's a ton of emotion. They know that there is a problem regarding race and ethnicity in the history of this country. And they want to continuously use that to fuel hatred between the races and then say to one race, we're going to make sure that we make it right. But in reality, all they do is stir the pot. This is a political exercise. This wasn't about silencing anybody's vote. But I just, as I've listened to this a couple times, I'm going to play this now. This representative here is take to the podium to talk about, the silencing, I guess, or the political silencing of black and Hispanic people in Texas. I don't see the world at all like this. But I want to play this to just so you know what they're saying. So here's the, I guess, the condemnation, the making this about race discussion when it's just strictly about politics. But here he is talking about the map in Texas now and how it's white and designed to silence the vote of black and Latino populations.
Under this map, white Texans receive one member of Congress for every 445,000 residents. If you're Hispanic, it takes about 1.4 million residents for that same representation. If you are black, it takes 2 million. In this proposal, a Hispanic Texan has one-third the political value of a white Texan under this plan, and a black Texan one-fifth.
Well, doesn't it depend upon who you're voting for? I mean, what if you're voting? Do you know that Trump, I just looked this up before the program. Vincent Perez, by the way, sorry about that. But it depends on who you vote for. Some of these folks vote for the candidates. This makes no sense to me. This makes no sense to me. I don't look at it this way at all. But Trump won, I just looked before the program. Trump won 46 to 48 of the Hispanic vote nationwide. Kamala won somewhere between 51 and 50, whatever that is, 53-54%. That's a major, major swing over time. He's acting as though Hispanics in Texas don't have a representative because I guess, in his mind, all the Hispanics vote for one person. And that's how we should, what, district our state? Should we just forget about geographical boundaries and only look at race and ethnicity? Is that how we should divide? This is crazy talk to me. These folks who want to bend and reshape our constitutional heritage in every conceivable way to get the desired political outcome that they are seeking. Friends, maybe you've reached that stage where managing your money feels more like juggling than just numbers. There's tax planning, estate work, investment choices, a whole lot more. That's when Family Office Services can really make a difference. Full Suite Wealth brings all these pieces together into one cohesive strategy. Their Family Office Services can give you access to a coordinated team with advanced option strategies, private equity, private credit, and legal expertise all under one roof. It's about simplifying your financial life. It's about planning for your future. It's about making sure your legacy stays strong for generations, ready for that next level of support. If so, visit FullSuiteWealth.com. That's FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy. Secure your future, my friends. Quick timeout. Back here in just 8 minutes.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek, explore, taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 4/8 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 4/8 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Welcome back, my friends. I want to continue playing this clip from a representative here, well, not here, in Texas, talking about his opposition to this. This is Vincent Perez, by the way. But I want to play this and get more into this as the program comes together. I'm going to pick up where we left off. Before I do that, though, friends, let me remind you, Freedom Marketplace is where you can go to find conservative businesses that are not going to take profits that they earn from selling and providing services and products to you, to other conservatives, and then using those profits to fund woke left causes. They're not going to do that. They're pushing in the same direction you are politically. They love this country as founded. They believe in the concepts of free speech, of liberty, and they're not going to try to hoodwink you in that way. Freedom Marketplace is where you can go to find these businesses. It is free for you to use. Check it out, freedommarketplace.net. That's freedommarketplace.net. Liberty and business for all. Let me go back to Mr. Perez's statements here about this new map in Texas and how the left is arguing against it. How they're basically saying that if you're of a certain race or ethnicity, you don't have a voice anymore. But that assumes, my friends, that assumes that all races simply have one way of thinking, one political interest. That assumes that the only thing that matters in politics is race and ethnicity. I could not disagree with this more. Yes, this was a political exercise that was designed to give Republicans an advantage. And yes, especially when you look at the black population, if the black population votes much more heavily Democrat than they do Republican. And so if you really think about the Voting Rights Act that people are saying that this is breaking or accusing Texas of breaking here with these redistricted maps, you'll find that it's just convenient that if any time if you're trying to draw a map that favors your party politically, which again you can have your own problems with that, but there's a built-in excuse if that means that you're targeting districts or areas that are of a racial composition, meaning Democrats can target Republican districts because, let's say, they're predominantly white. But Republicans can't target Democrat districts. Again, I don't like the concept of districts that typically vote Democrat because my friends, of the race. It seems like a built-in protection. This is a political exercise. This isn't about silencing the vote of anybody. People can still vote. People of all races vote for all candidates. This is, I think, irresponsible. This is misleading, what he's saying here. This is designed to try to give the Democrats some form of momentum to get people to say, wow, Republicans are racist. But I'm going to pick up where we left off here, and I'm going to move past this. I just want you to hear this in its totality.
It would take three Hispanics to equal the representation of one white Texan and five black Texans to equal the value of one white Texan. Under these lines, Texas Hispanics will be the most underrepresented population group in all 50 states. The level of underrepresentation will far exceed what even conservative courts have struck down in Louisiana, Alabama, and just yesterday in Mississippi. And yet, when confronted with these facts, a common distraction from proponents of this map is to point a finger at California or Illinois and to say everyone does it. But no Democratic map in California or Illinois systematically erases representation for a population that is 60% of this state.
Not what this is about.
This map is an abomination.
Not what this is about. It just isn't. They want this to sound like that Republicans are trying to silence the votes of people of a certain race. And that's just not. This is about politically trying to get an advantage. And you can have a problem with that if you'd like. There's parts of me that doesn't, that I don't like all of this necessarily. And there's a, it obviously is terrible if you're trying to keep certain people from voting. No one's trying to do that. Now they'll say that they are. Well, there's one group that everyone's, well, that all reasonable people are trying to keep from voting. And that are that's people who are not legally supposed to be voting. People who aren't in this country legally, or people who are deceased, or people who have moved to a different part of the country or district or whatever. Yeah, we don't want those people to vote. By the way, regardless of their race, political affiliation, gender, ethnicity, and all that stuff, those people should be stopped from voting, or people voting using their credentials or old voter registrations or whatever. That's the group that's being, that we're trying to stop from voting, or people who are here in this country illegally, who, by the way, are being deported at a very, very fast rate. Very, very fast rate. In fact, we have a negative percent, or net negative flow of illegal immigrations. They're actually leaving the country more than they are coming in to the country right now. Really quickly on that, I wasn't planning on touching on immigration, but this is in the stack of stuff. Trump administration to review all 55 million U.S. legal immigrants to see if they should be deported is the headline here. And they're basically looking for people that, reviewing things to see if there's a violation that would, effectively say that they're not allowed to be here. I don't know why this, why would this not happen before if this is, again, we know why. But this is, we've ignored the law pertaining to immigration and illegal immigration for so long. This is shocking to people to see it actually enforced. What's also shocking is this headline here. This is at hotair.com. You can find this, of course, in lots of places. But it says this, Shaka, and it says Shaka with an A. D.C. goes 7 days without a homicide after Trump takeover, right? So Trump, we know, has sent in the National Guard. Trump has taken over the police force at Washington, D.C. And in 7 days, the past 7 days, there have not been any homicides reported in our nation's capital. This should be applauded. This should be considered a good thing. I don't know. What's the group out there that wants there to be homicides? This is something that we should be applauding. Not only that, this is, again, in this article, the person who wrote this is Ed Morrissey, but he's also embedded a tweet from a gentleman. If you're on X, if I call it Twitter, then forgive me, but if you're on X much, you might be familiar with the name Gunther Eagleman. And he says that carjackings have plummeted by 83%. Robberies are down 46%. Car thefts are down 21%. Overall violent crime is down 22%. This, what is happening is legal with Trump's takeover. All this is legal. All of it. All of it has, from what we can see so far, has a positive net impact on the people living in the District of Columbia. Although some people are more bothered by Trump being in the White House and Trump taking these things over and sending in the National Guard, they were more willing to accept a district, a community that was murdering people. By the way, year to date, the District of Columbia averaged, I think I saw this, 3.5 homicides a week, I believe is the number I saw. And there's none for 7 days. Now, it doesn't mean that that will stay the case, but there's certainly and obviously a downward trajectory when it comes to violent crime in Washington, D.C. Let's look really quickly here at a piece written by John Lott of The Federalist. He says this, when measured against other states, D.C.'s violent crime rate was 54% higher than New Mexico, the most dangerous state, and 220% higher than the national average. Against cities, D.C. outpaced every one of the 20 largest cities and ranked second highest among the 25 most populous. The murder rate looks even worse. Again, this is John Lott from The Federalist. D.C.'s murder rate ran 169% higher than Louisiana's, the deadliest state, and an astonishing 523% higher than that of the average state. No city in the top 20 came close. Philadelphia had the second highest murder rate in that group with 26 murders per 100,000 people, yet D.C.'s was 50% higher. Among the 25 largest cities, D.C. ranked second overall. There's more to this, more to the numbers. I'm just painting the picture. It's a violent and out-of-control city when it comes to crime. Trump has taken legal and constitutional steps to remedy that. Things have improved. I don't know what's to dislike here, my friends, but I've got to take a break. Quick time out. Back here in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Last segment of the entire week. I know if I listen very carefully, I can hear the screaming and the crying and people being upset, just realizing that. But you can always go to the website at toddhuffshow.com, see what you've missed out on, check it out, and we'll be back, of course, on Monday. So, one more thing I want to get to that's different from what we've talked about so far, but I'm going to have to do this as quickly as possible, my friends. You know, one of the biggest challenges that we as conservatives face is finding ways to ensure that our values align with what we do, including how we invest. That's why I love what the team at 48 Financial is doing. I've shared about, with you what they are doing, and that is giving you a tool, giving you a way to be able to see if your current investments are aligned with your purpose and your goals and your values and your beliefs. They specialize in what they refer to as biblically responsible investing. That means that they screen out companies that don't align with your faith, your values, so that you're not funding things that go completely against. And sometimes these investments are going completely against your values, what you believe in. They do all the heavy lifting. All you have to do is take the assessment. It's easy to do. I did this. You can do it at 48financial.com/Todd. It just takes a few minutes. 48financial.com/Todd is where you can go to see if your investments are aligned with your values. 48 Financial, because your money should work for your values. Really quickly, I made a comment, I don't know, the other day on regarding something someone had said about Indiana's districts, our congressional districts. And they showed the map of from 2008, and then they showed the map from 2012. I think those were the dates. And of course, the map of 2008 had a lot more blue districts. They've been shuffled around a little bit, to show that they have been, of course, you know, the lines had been drawn, but or had been changed. Indiana's districts, though, are not, I mean, they're pretty straightforward. I don't know what people expect. I mean, these shapes of Indiana's districts are not extreme in any one way or whatever. But anyway, I shared on this program, and I shared in my comment that Indiana and, well, other states as well, but you're ignoring, you're saying that this individual was suggesting that there was some sort of funny business to keep, you know, Democrats out of office, which, again, this is all, both sides are doing this, trying to give themselves a political advantage. But you're also ignoring, they're also ignoring what happened, as I talked about yesterday on the program. You can go back and listen to that podcast if you're looking to catch up if you missed it. But we talked about the difference, how things were impacted after the Obamacare vote. And it was basically the death knell for the Blue Dog Democrats. All those folks lost their seats. And that created a pathway for the only Democrats in Congress to be woke. And I put that in my comment. And I've seen this before. Some leftist asks, and I don't even bother responding to this stuff because the only person worse than the person who knows it all is the person who argues with them. But they said, well, what is woke? They think that this is some, like, gotcha moment. Well, woke, what do you mean by woke? You can't even define woke. Well, first of all, let me say a couple things. Number one, I wasn't the one that started using the word woke. The left was the side that started using the word woke. And by the way, I know, because this is what I do every day of my life, I've followed this stuff for a long time. Woke, in the modern sense, is something that refers to this idea that society, people on the left, or people who agree with that, viewpoint, that worldview, that says they're aware of, they have become woke to the reality that there's systematic racism or something systematic. It started with racism. This started really to take off again online 2008, 2010. Black Lives Matter. That's where when it really started catching traction online. Again, I didn't use the term. They used it. People on that side of the political spectrum are using it. And now they're asking me to define what they mean. First of all, ask them, number one. But it has come to mean something more than that. This idea of wokeness is when you have become woke to the realities of all the things that's wrong with America's system. All the things that's wrong with, well, with our way of looking at right and wrong, up and down. Where you question everything and you say that everything is here to oppress certain groups of people. This is where people begin to accept the lunacy of the trans movement, the lunacy of the LGBTQIAA plus movement, all of that stuff. And woke simply means that you've come to realize how the system is built against harming people in marginalized communities. By and large, that's what it means. And it is being wielded by people in positions of power to drive people to do all sorts of crazy things. Look at some of these protests on the streets against Trump and whatever Trump's doing. The things that are said about this man, the things that are claimed by these absolute maniacal lunatics, these woke leftists, is a lot to take in. Of course, I have more to say about it, but I'm just simply out of time, my friends. Have a great weekend, SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.